American Craftsman podcast is sponsored by Hayfla. Hayfla offers a wide range of products and solutions for the woodworking and furniture making industries, from hinges and drawer slides to connectors and dowels, sandpaper, shop carts, wood glue, and everything in between. Exclusive product lines such as Lux LED lighting and Slido door hardware ensure that every project you create is built to last. Learn more at Hayfla.com. Wow! I feel good. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Real quick, before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors. Get it out of the way. Sorry, sponsors. Don't mean to sound like a dick. I want to thank Ridge Carbide. When you need the right saw blade for the job, put your trust in Ridge Carbide Tools. For over 50 years, Ridge Carbide has been producing industrial saw blades designed with the exact specifications for the cutting results you expect. Before you buy, call Ridge Carbide and they'll help you determine the right tool that meets your needs and your budget. After the sale, Ridge Carbide provides sharpening services for all your saw blades, dado sets, router bits, and jointer planer knives. Located in Kansas, Ridge Carbide Tools provides high-quality products with outstanding customer service at a fair price. What are you cutting? And we also want to thank our sponsor, UNITA. As you know, been using the 3x4 Ekasand sander now for probably almost 6 months. And those things are great. So if you do a lot of painting or finishing, doors specifically, great thing to have. So check them out. Go to sandpaper.com. Use coupon code joinery15 to save 15%. And I want to thank UNITA. They signed on for 16 episodes. So this completes their 4 month sponsorship of the show. So thanks. Rob is not here today. So a lot of people have been asking. Rob is doing all right. He's not currently in the shop. He's having some health issues. I won't get into specifics, but everything's all right. Rob's just not working right now. Not sure exactly when he'll be back, but keep you all posted. And Rob, thanks everybody for asking. So I'm here by myself today, which is a little bit bizarre, talking to yourself into a microphone. But I figure what I could do is give you guys a bit of a shop update. I'm almost positive that I won't be able to talk to myself for an hour, but you never know. I do like to talk. So I'll give everybody a little shop update. You know what's been going on. I'm trying to think back. Last week we had the guys from Colonial Saw on, and the week before that I had Keith on, and the week before that, can't recall. Oh, week before that we missed an episode. The week before that, this is going to be a great show. The week before that, let me see. Let me look back. I just want to, make sure I'm filling everybody in on everything that we missed. Okay. So we had three big things happening with Dave and Eric of Colonial Saw last week, Soccer Dad with Two-Bit Woodworks, Keith, the week before that. 2 weeks before that, we had, Brian from, Baloo Candle Company was here. And then before that was John Peters. So one flew over the wood shop with John Peters. So the last shop update you would have had would have been when Brian from Baloo was here. We've been plugging away in the shop. On Tuesday, today being Thursday, I went and installed the first half of this melamine job I've been working on. It's basically a basement, like wall unit, I would say, L-shaped, just a door, cabinets on the bottom with adjustable shelves, and then it's these open blue bookcases on top. The base material is an Egger product called Brown Ticini Elm. So it's like a medium brown with, I guess it's supposed to be an elm pattern. Nice looking stuff. Has like a bit of a tinge of red in it. Not super red, but just a sort of underlying kind of color. And it's the, I'm not sure what the trade name is, but it's textured, but the texture actually lines up with the wood grain, which is pretty cool. It's nice stuff. So that's what the base is, you know, prefin cabinets with end panels and doors of the Brown Ticini Elm. And then the top is a Tafisa product called Calm C, and it's their like matte soft touch, only on one side, which I think is a mistake from Worth, but that's nice stuff. The the issue being that we got all this material from Worth Bear, and the edge banding that they sent me. So I started putting together the bookcases, and I noticed that a couple pieces of edge banding were coming off, which, you know, it can happen from time to time, but definitely not typical. So I'm like, what the hell's going on here? So I just pulled a couple pieces off and got me thinking. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Something wrong with the machine, something wrong with the material. So I go over to the edge banding, and I'm like really looking at it, and I'm looking at the inside of the edge banding where the label usually is, and it doesn't have like the typical little white label with like the, you know, has typically it has like the width, the thickness, and the length, and what it is. It doesn't have any of those, but it says laser group or something to that effect. I'm like, what the hell? And then, you know, I look it up, and it turns out it's edge banding for a laser edge bander, which I didn't even know existed. But they're like a form of those zero line edge banders where it's, you know, sort of like welding the edge banding to the material. So I get on the horn to Worth Bear. I text our outside sales rep, Mike, who's a really nice guy. And I let him know what's going on. Then I call customer service just to get the ball rolling. And it was a, you know, even there was another manufacturer on the website that wasn't, you know, the website didn't have any information. It didn't say for automatic edge banner, it didn't say for laser edge banner, it didn't say anything, but the manufacturers were different. So it was either just an issue with the SKU or somebody grabbed the wrong thing. I don't know exactly what happened, but you know, they ended up sending me a label because I bought two rolls. I used most of one and I hadn't touched the other. So I sent the unused one back, and I just threw the other edge banding in there too, just for shits and giggles. They told me I could whatever throw it out, but and they gave me a credit on the used one, which is good. But I mean, the good thing is that I didn't install this project and then the edge banding started to fall off. So, and luckily, the construction is all Clam-X because it kind of needs to be assembled in place. So it's not the end of the world. It's definitely a pain in the ass. So my project tomorrow and Monday is to, basically rip off every piece of edge banding, re-edge band everything, and then, you know, complete the assembly of this thing. We've got that. We've been working on this third floor closet job, which has the Hawa, what do they call it? Hawa clip, something like that. Basically, it's a bypass system that uses 35mm cup, 35mm bore in the back of the door, and you clip in almost like a hinge cup. But there's a piece that you install to the door, plastic piece with little tabs, and then you click in this other piece. So they go in and out really easy. It's got soft close, really, really nice. So that's getting painted China white and has rice paper panels. And that's all done, basically. It's just going to be torn down and final sanding and finish. I do have to make the little frames to retain the rice paper. I'm hoping to do that on the laser. And if you follow us on Instagram, you will know that the laser has been down. It's now been down for a week. Hold on one sec. Sorry about that. I'm going to, I should mark that down and cut that out, but that's all right. Yeah, so laser went down last Thursday, and I put a call out to to Boss Laser and had to leave a message because their customer service is always busy. And I got a call back about 24 hours later on Friday and spoke to a guy. And, you know, he said, okay, I'm going to send over this information. It's like a testing procedure, you know, to test the, you know, it sounds like it's either the power supply or the tube. So a way to test the power supply and then a way to test the tube. So I need you to run those tests. Let me know what happened. And then, you know, since shipping is already closed, if it's the tube, we'll send you out another tube on Monday. Because that's what it sounded like. It's the same thing that happened last time is what happened this time. So that was at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So before the end of the day, like, you know, was probably a half hour after that, I emailed him back. I said, hey, I ran the tests. It's definitely in the tube. He said, okay, no problem. It was under warranty. I should mention that the tube is under warranty because we had to pay that $1,100 or whatever, 5 months ago to replace the first tube that died. So this is the replacement tube has now died. So he says, that's cool. I need you to send me a video of the serial number on the tube. I need you. And in this video, you need to show that the power supply is powered on, that the fans are spinning, that the lights are on, and that when you hit the pulse button, the milliamp scale, there's a little milliamp scale on the laser that basically tells you how much power, I guess, the tube is putting out. That it's reading zero when you hit the pulse button. So I said, all right, no problem. I was already home at that point when he emailed me. So I said, I'll get that over to you Monday. He said, all right, cool. You know, as soon as I get that video, we'll ship out the tube. I'm like, all right, no problem. Thinking to myself, you know, wow, went a lot faster than it did last time. Because last time it was like 5 days before I heard back from anybody. So what I ended up doing is coming in on Sunday, I shot the video, because I'm trying to think, did something else happen? I don't think so. I came in on Sunday, shot the video, sent it over to him so that he would have it, you know, first thing Monday. Monday comes around and I get an email around, I don't know, 9:30, 10 o'clock, something like that. Hey, I got the video. I see that it's reading zero. Did you try pushing the test button on the power supply? I'm like, yeah, that was, you know, what it said to do during the initial testing. I'm like, are you saying that you need a video of that now? Yeah. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, did I not follow your instructions like to the T? Yeah, you did, but we can't ship this tube out to you until we get a video of that. I'm like, what the hell? And this is like, it took from 9:30 in the morning until like 12:30 to get these responses back via email. Meanwhile, I don't know what the hell I did with the piece of paper. I wrote down a timeline of all these events and went over it on my Instagram story. So let's say he emailed at 9:30 saying that, did I try pressing the thing? And I responded, well, I called right away after that and I sat on hold for like 25 minutes and I spoke to a woman and she said, oh, he's actually on a phone call right now, but I'm going to write down on a post-it note. Basically, I was saying, you know, can you find out if I have to actually shoot this video? Because I'm trying to run a business here. I want to get this, you know, this all sorted out. I want to, you know, move this along as quickly as possible. So she says, I'm going to actually write this down in a post-it note. I'm going to put it right in front of him right now. And then, you know, 3 hours later, I finally hear back from him. So I shoot the video. I have to upload it to YouTube because they don't give you any way to actually send them this video. And, you know, if you're a Gmail user like me, you know, you can only send like 35 megabytes and any video is going to be way more than that. So I have to upload it to YouTube, which takes, you know, whatever, about 15 minutes. I upload it to YouTube. I send him the unlisted, the link to the unlisted video. And about, that's probably like, I think 12 o'clock is when he emailed me, 12:30 I sent that. And then 2:30 I get an email back that said, what did it say? That they were going to ship it out? I think so. That was, oh wait, no, because they only shipped it yesterday. Sorry, I'm getting my timelines here all screwy. What? Sorry, let me look through my emails here. You guys are going to hate this episode. Let's see. Boss Laser. Blah, blah, blah. See in your video that you bypass the power supply and then press the pulse button on the panel. Have you tried pressing the test button on the power supply instead? It's located right below the 6-pin connector. And, you know, with the first video, gave him a video of me doing it with the power supply bypassed and one with the power supply not bypassed. So I went like way above and beyond. So that was March 11th. What day was that? That was Monday. And then, let's see. Monday. Tuesday. Okay, so that's what it was. Yeah. Around 2:30 on Monday, he said, okay, I'm going to give your info to the shipping department, inventory department. You should hear from them. Here it is. Hey, Jeff, thanks for that video. Inventory is working on your order now. And I responded at 3 p.m. Is this going out today? The next day. Hey, Jeff, the shipping team should be sending you an email on the product's delivery. That was Tuesday. Tuesday at 8:45 a.m. 3:22 p.m. I email him back. I said, I haven't heard a peep about my tube being shipped. Has it shipped yet? 4:26 p.m. Hey, Jeff, I asked inventory for an update and they have told me it should be shipping out tomorrow. So it sat for a whole day without being shipped. I responded, you realize how unsatisfactory this is, correct? Hey, Jeff, I understand your frustration in this matter. I've contacted our inventory team and they said it's shipping out today. That was Wednesday at 1:08 p.m. And then I get a shipping notification. Nobody ever reached out to me. I get a shipping notification. They're shipping it to the old shop. So I get in touch with them. I say, hey, listen, you're sending it to the wrong shop. So they cancel that. And then they reship it to the shop. So 6 days later, you know, horrible, horrible customer service, just a brutal experience. Same thing happened as last time. You know, we're in the middle of this huge commission. I only have about 175 boxes cut of, you know, 500 plus, and Laser goes down. So, I understand things happen, like with the tube. The fact that the tube went down, I'm upset about it, but I'm not losing my mind over that. It's the fact that they said that they were going to ship it out on Monday and it didn't move until the end of the day, Wednesday. So now, you know, I'm not going to have it until next week, whereas I might've had it this week and I could get back to cutting. And you know, they have no response to any of my criticisms about the customer service. I don't know. It just sucks. I wouldn't personally spend money with Boss again. And, you know, I advise you to do your research on the company if you plan on buying a Laser from them. Definitely not good. What else? Working on a little home office kind of thing. So it's a 28.5-inch high by 30-inch deep by 36-inch wide little base cabinet. Just a pencil drawer at the top and then doors that open up to a rollout for a printer. And then on top of that is a red oak countertop. And the room is like 13 foot six wide. So big, long, it's going to have to be two piece, just a veneer, red oak veneer seamed in the middle. Countertop, and then there's a tower matching 36 inch wide tower by like 18 inch deep, 10 foot ceiling. So it goes all the way to the ceiling with a big seven and a quarter inch cove molding. And then there's four floating shelves, two on either side of that with some lighting where we're putting LED strips in the back of those shelves and they're going to shine out to the wall. So that'll look pretty cool. There's a puck light in the top of the cabinet. That's like a total rush job. They were like, yeah, you know, they'd really like to have it installed somewhere between the 14th and the 1st. And today's the 14th. And the cabinets are all built, but I haven't touched the, I mean, I cut up the stuff for the shelves and the countertop, but I haven't touched those. I actually, so I'm using half inch MDF with a red oak veneer for the shelves, and they need to finish it 2 inches. So I just ordered, just before I started recording for delivery tomorrow, a piece of ultralight 1 inch MDF. So that'll make some nice, you know, ribbing and stuff inside of those that I can then edge band with a solid red oak, not edge band, put a solid front on of red oak. Then the countertops are just, or countertop, I should say, is just inch and a half. So same thing, 3/4 inch MDF with a red oak veneer. I'll do some 6 inch build up front, back, and sides. Edge band that through the edge bander and call it a day. So those get a RTM stain from Enduro, which the color is, it doesn't have a name. It's like RTM number 128. And then that'll get the Enduro Pro Series clear on top. And then the cabinetry is painted with the Enduro Pro Series, and that is color matched to Benjamin Moore Baby Black Seal, which is like a, I mean, think of a seal. It's like a charcoal kind of color. Really nice. I don't know if she has hardware for that yet, but that moved along pretty quickly. Fabrication wise, just have to do the finishing, you know, shoot primer on that and the closet job probably at the same time, just because, you know, setup is half of the battle. Have the big red oak wall unit job that we haven't gotten into yet. That's sort of next up once this other stuff is through the shop. And I have doors coming in for that in on Monday, I believe. At least that's what I was told, the 18th. I have doors coming. Drawers are ordered. What else? All the materials here. Pretty simple, just three base cabinets, two little benches with drawers, and then three tower kind of cabinet. And, you know, they get red oak countertops, three tower cabinets, and then two bridge cabinets and some molding and stuff, but nothing too crazy. That is like, you know, we're probably about 6 weeks out from that. A lot of finishing on that. So that's getting another Enduro RTM stain, which is just their burnt umber, I think it is. And we're getting that made in the spray, no wipe. So that takes a little bit of time. They do that at General Finishes. So Dan's coordinating that, and they'll send it out. I guess they drop ship that straight from Wisconsin. So we'll get five. We got 5 gallons of that coming. I got a huge order of finish the other day, 5 gallons of clear, 3 gallons of primer, 2 gallons of that baby black seal. Is that what it's called? Yeah. Baby black seal. What else did I get? I think it was 10 gallons. Oh yeah, that's 10. 5 + 3 + 2. Duh. Are you sick of this podcast yet? So yeah, a lot of finishing going on. I want to get maybe some booth coat. I want to get some liner for the floor of the booth, maybe some new filters, you know, get everything set up really nice in there. I finally went through and made some little holders for certain stuff in the finishing area. Just trying to get everything squared away so that know, we can just work efficiently. I actually just now changed out the side shift cylinder in the forklift, which had been out for a long time. I was let me see if still have the picture open. I had to look back in my pictures. Oh no, it's gone. Because I had taken a picture of it before Manny came by and took it off and ended up finding the replacement for us and making us a couple hoses and stuff. But it was like November and it just, you know, we kept missing each other and it was, you know, it took a little while to find it. So finally now, like 5 months later, luckily I've been okay without side shift. But so I got that on there, which is good. Have side shift back. Have a kitchen job that's getting started soon. This is one of those like, hey, we want a kitchen done by Memorial Day. It's like, okay, well, it's the second week in March. We'll do our best. So big kitchen in Avon by the Sea. And, you know, we'll be doing CNC cut boxes on that again, new doors for the doors. There's some walnut doors that we'll get from Meridian. Have some doors that get glass with walnut interiors, lighting. So it's a nice job. Should be really nice. What else I got for you guys? What else? Oh, Pulaski fishing trip is next week. So this year it's just myself, Matt from IKAG Viz, Wild Willie of Wild Willie's Woodshop, and Will's buddy, I think his name's Matt. Is it Matt? We got two Matts? Let me just double check. It is Matt. Well, luckily, Viz goes by Viz. So that'll be a good time going up there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Little getaway, little fishing. Well, a lot of fishing. Don't want to jinx it, but everything looks good in terms of the weather. And hopefully there's a lot of fish in the river, so that'll be fun. Be nice to get away. It's always, you know, you feel bad leaving all the work behind, but you only live once, so you got to do those things. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to bore you guys with too much of just myself. So I'll probably leave it at that. Hope this wasn't the worst episode we've ever had. And next week, the idea is that we'll record a podcast with those guys up there. So I got to remember to pack up all this crap and we'll have a podcast from Pulaski, New York. But thanks for listening and putting up with my solo podcast. See you next week.
We truly appreciate you listening. If you want to support the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Share the show with your friends or consider subscribing to our Patreon. We'll see you next week.